Hey everybody, welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me, directly across from me, making just straight eye contact with me. In her biker shorts. She did not dress up for this.
You can just call them bike shorts.
Really?
I don't know. I think. That makes me think of like a motorcycle.
I don't think they ever wear shorts. I don't think that biker shorts
are... They're for bikers.
These are...
I don't know.
In our daughter's bedroom / recording studio on our beanbag / study buddy hybrid, situation is my lovely wife, Melissa Nickerson.
Hey there.
Welcome to the podcast, guys. We were talking about how you have a hard time focusing on this podcast and that you go elsewhere.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, I just see you just meandering. I mean, you're gone.
My brain.
You're somewhere else.
Yeah. I know.
And you did bring up a fair point that we are essentially laying on the ground.
Yeah, and it would help if I was like at a table.
Right. But we don't have a spare table right now. Those aren't the resources we're working with here at Don't Make Me Come Back There. What we are doing is locking ourselves in the back room, our daughter's room, which has the best acoustics, according to our producer, Stephen English.
Our sound designer.
sound engineer. No, he's a producer, is what he is. And our daughters are watching YouTube.
Together.
And the youngest one is choosing what they're watching because the middle one has been lying a lot lately. And has the summer of no YouTube is what she's living. So she can't watch YouTube by herself, but she can. It's funny that I'm telling you these things, but she, and if she does watch it with somebody else, she doesn't get to pick. And then our son is watching Daredevil as he does the dishes. So that's what this production looks like. We don't have a table to spare. But nonetheless, thank you guys for tuning in. We really appreciate you guys having here. We're recording this a little bit in advance for us. We're doing a little bit of planning.
Yeah.
So we're recording this the Thursday before you hear it on a Tuesday. But then the next one, we're going to hear it. You're going to hear it two Mondays. We're going to record it two Mondays before, because the Nickersons are going on vacation for 8 days in Philly and D.C. and New York. We're very excited. We're going to just play just full on American tourist. I mean, all the landmarks to see in the Northeast.
Yeah,
you know,
some of them. We're not going to hit them all.
We're going to see a lot of them. All like the most common ones.
Going to see as many as we can.
A couple of them we might just wave at.
We'll be like, there it is.
Yeah. Hey, guys, look out your windows and watch a new monument. Cool. All right.
Where's the Cheesecake Factory?
Is there a nice coffee shop around here? Is there? What's, it's pretty humid. What's the sitch on
my tween daughter wants bubble tea.
Yeah. What's the ice cream situation around here? So anyways.
Like a little coffee in ice cream.
Right. So we're recording. Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Do you guys do affogato?
We're from the West Coast. How are your acai bowls?
I'm sorry. All we serve is hot dogs.
It's New York.
We are exclusively a hot dog and pizza. And I think, you know, there's a lot of things that we're excited about in New York. Statue of Liberty, Central Park, Times Square, see some things, be some tours. Melissa is most excited for Gregory's, which is just a coffee shop that has overnight oats and pretty good coffee. And they're around a lot, so you can count
on
them.
They're open all the time.
Tell me about Gregory's. They're not a sponsor, but I want to hear about them.
Yeah. So they're right off, they're like on Broadway and in Times Square.
They're everywhere.
I don't know where else they are.
Yeah.
I can't remember. They've got really good overnight oats. They've got, I'm serious.
They're Melissa's favorite part of New York City.
They've got like rolled oatmeal bites.
I'm not exaggerating this.
Like with some little chocolate.
Melissa has talked more about Gregory's since
butter.
Our time there 2-3 years ago. More about that than Book of Mormon, Broadway show, than the Met. Like you've talked more about that.
yes,
than anything else in New York. More than our time at Chelsea Highline.
Everything I love.
It really does. And
oatmeal and coffee and peanut butter.
In about a week and a half, you'll be there, sweetie. So so we're doing a little planning, little event. And currently, so this is Thursday. If you guys want to, like, the road for the, sometimes the road is kind of posh. Not, it's not posh, but it's not super hard. Like, this coming weekend, I'm going to the Northwest mm-hmm. to do some shows, some backyard
private shows.
Yeah, private shows, private jet.
Not quite. Yeah.
Super easy, all direct flights, piece of cake.
Same time zone,
8 hours of sleep a night.
You're leaving at like 11.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Yesterday, I did a gig at a camp outside of Jasper, Alabama. Listen, you don't even want to be in Jasper, Alabama, let alone outside of Jasper, Alabama. Jasper is not a big enough city that you want to be outside of it, but that's where camps are. Camps are always outside. Uh-huh. So it was with Hope Heals, Jane Catherine Wolf, incredible, such an amazing camp.
Sounded like it.
Amazing to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. I hope we get to be a part of it more as a family and so on and so forth. We saw some old friends. It was a great time. Huge honor to get to do it. But getting there. So this is what it is, less posh. Tuesday mm-hmm. night, I get on a red eye. I go from San Diego to Atlanta. I get a little bit of sleep. Thankfully, I got the Delta One upgrade, which is nice because you can, like, straight up lay down. Like, it's like an apartment up there. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I'm in Alabama. Suddenly, I'm in Atlanta at like 4 a.m. I have like a 2-hour layover. I go. The layover is the hardest part.
Sure, because you're in a dead sleep, and then
exactly,
yeah, and you're not rested enough.
And then so you get like 2 hours of sleep, then fly to Birmingham, get the rental car, drive an hour to the camp.
How long is the flight
from Atlanta to Birmingham? Is like 30 minutes. Okay. It's a super short flight.
Yeah,
the drive is probably the single hardest part, though. When I wake up having not slept. And it's still dark. It's 8 in the morning, but it's 5 in the morning, or 6 in the morning our time. No, it is light, but I'm just like,
that's your last leg.
So I get there, find the cabin, sleep for 4 or 5 hours, get up, go into town, get some coffee, whatever, do the gig. They asked me if I do another thing where I just go do a quick set for like the staff, mm-hmm. go and do that.
Yeah.
Talk with the wolves. This is funny. Nobody else will think this is funny except me.
Yes.
I have historically in my life said the word wolf wrong. I used to say wolf, which is somewhat common. People do that. Freight Mabry did that. It was a big thing on the Tim Hawkins podcast.
Okay.
Once you notice it, it's like when somebody...
It's like salsa.
It's like when... Exactly. When somebody drives like the same car as you, you don't notice it until you buy it.
And then you're like, I did a lot of shopping and I picked this car.
And then you start to see that car on the road a lot, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
Same with wolf. But I say wolf correctly now, but I have to read the word in my head. I see it coming down the line and I'm like, wolf. You know,
left to your devices.
Wolf. Wolf all day.
Wolf.
Plural is wolves, multiple wolves.
Yes.
But not if it's Jay and Catherine, they're wolves, which is just so funny because it reverts back to how I used to. I know it's not wolves, but wolves is pretty close to wolves. And I just, it's so funny to me that
they've trained your brain.
Because they don't become a pack of wolves. They are not.
It would be great if they did.
They are not. They are multiple wolves, but they are not multiple wolves.
They're not plural.
They're not a plural amount of the animal of wolves. It's such
they really should have titled their book like A Pack of Wolves.
A Pack of Wolves. A Wolves. Like, that's a typo. You're like, no, it's not. I wonder, I mean, I can't think of any. I should have asked them about it because I don't mm-hmm. know any other situation where your name is a word that the plural changes the word, but you can't do that with a last name, right?
It would be, they'd be like if your name was last name was Fox and then you became Foxes.
Yeah.
But instead, Fox.
But that's what they would be Foxes, the multiple Foxes, you know?
Yeah, like but just do this Fox.
Yeah.
Fox. I don't know.
I mean, you really dug deep for that comparison, Melissa.
Okay,
how'd you get from, how'd you get from wolf to fox?
It was a straight line. There's an English major that's.
It would be like
biting their fingernails off right now.
It would be like your last name being Goose, but your Gooses, you're the Gooses, not the Geese.
Oh, there it is. That,
yeah, the this Gooses. Is, you're not, you are the Gooses. You're like, no, it's Geese. You're like, no, no, no. You are the Gooses. This is the Regan bit. You know,
Moosin.
Moosin.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Well, we're having fun now.
We're going to, but
I'm
all
gonna,
that to
I'm
say.
I'm going to quit my analogies.
I did that. I slept for about 2 hours. I drove back to Birmingham, flew to Birmingham, to Atlanta, flew back here, came, hung out with you for about 3 or 4 hours. You left, had weird afternoon sleep. Mm-hmm. A lot of very vivid dreams, same ones you're having on the plane.
Great.
Yeah. I had one on the plane where I couldn't, I had broken my neck sleeping. That was the dream.
Oh,
that I was
gosh.
Laying paralyzed. The guy's like, I can't move. Yeah.
Because your neck probably hurt.
Yeah, because my neck was a little sore.
I can't move.
Yeah. Anyways.
Your imagination is too vivid. So
well, I mean, it's not wolves to fox vivid.
I'm prolific. Yeah, I'm not gonna do any more examples.
That being said, okay. Because we are traveling, our next couple episodes mm-hmm. are gonna be traveling based, and Melissa
yeah.
has talked me into doing an article episode.
Dun dun dun.
It pains me. But I will accept it. So, Melissa, what's the name of our article?
Okay.
We're not going to dive into it yeah. quite yet. I'm going to...
You ready?
I am ready.
You're gonna hate it.
I already hate it because it's an article.
7 reasons to travel with your kids, no matter how young they are.
No matter how young they are. Okay, I already have an idea of where this one's going to go. But
sure.
Here we go. Okay, so mm-hmm. before we do that, once again, anyone who's come to upcoming shows, thank you. Raleigh, mm-hmm. Nashville, Phoenix, all those kind of things. We have upcoming dates on...
Those will be past shows, but yes.
I said that. Thank you for coming to past shows.
No, you said upcoming.
I think I might have said it correctly.
Well, you're probably reading it.
Someone reversed the tape. Anyways, those are past shows, but upcoming yes. shows
uh-huh.
For the rest of this month on the 21st, I'm going to be in Philly, the 23rd and 24th, going to be in D.C., the 29th, Sacramento, and the 30th, Santa Rosa. And then next month in August, I'm going to be in Spokane on the 15th, Kansas City on the 25th. And then we go to September on the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th. We're going to be in San Antonio, Houston, Dallas, and Austin, co-headlining with Zoltan Kassis. Continuing on that month, we're going to be in Portland on the 9th, Seattle the 10th and the 11th, Tacoma the 12th, and St. Louis the 19th, Irvine the 22nd, and then in on October 6th, Indianapolis, and November 17th, the Improv in Milwaukee. And like I said, we have a couple more that are going to be on sale soon.
Awesome.
Hopefully, I'm waiting on them. OKC, Chicago. I think it might just be OKC. And then we're trying to figure out a San Diego one. That'll probably happen yeah. new month, though, because we're working, I think, with a new club that's open up. So there you go. Bang, bang, bang. Bang, bang, cool. bang. Here we go. So
hey, it's almost your favorite season, fall.
It is. I yeah. really, my mm-hmm. favorite season starts Monday, though. As soon as I get back from the little trip up north,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be fantastic. Because we're going to, it's, I mean, it is going to be unlike, for so many reasons, it's unlike yes. anything our family has ever done.
Mm-hmm.
One, we've never all flown together.
No. No.
Like, it's never, and Claire's never flown.
Yeah.
And honestly, mm-hmm. experience-wise, you might as well have never flown. You know how every once in a while, you guys, yeah. like, we get on this podcast and we're jiving. And Melissa's mm-hmm. focus, and
yeah.
she's yes-anding, and she's just mm-hmm. vibing with everything that we're doing.
Foxes,
and
yes.
then other times, she just like kind of like loses focus and kind of, it's she's not even overwhelmed. She's just kind of elsewhere. That's what it's like sometimes flying with Melissa, is you're just kind of like moving. You're just kind of like walking.
Okay.
And I don't really feel like you know where you're going.
No.
Or you're just.
I'm not great at directions.
No, it's that's true. Well, I'm not great with directions either, but just like, I'm just mean, you just kind of like, I don't even know.
I look out of place.
You just kind of zone out.
No, I feel out of place.
You feel out of place.
Because it's not my element.
Little country mouse. Yeah. Yeah,
my element's like in
a it used to be,
1 mile radius from the house.
And then you
the
didn't
house.
Fly for like a decade.
It's true. I used to fly up to Seattle and see you
yeah.
and go to college.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
It used to be more common. Yeah. But you did, but also the game has changed a little more. Like, it's a little more like tech based, like as far as like everything's on your phone, you know, it's like there's
all the rules change.
Well, and there's a, there's more lines now. There's like, okay, are you pre-check or are you clear? Like, it used to be very streamlined, you know, it used to be,
it's different.
It used to be a lot easier to kind of get through in that sense, but so you and Claire will, you know, kind of be our weak links. And kidding.
Claire is a little nervous. Yeah.
Yeah, I think she's. But I think she's kind of. Fine. I think she's kind of like, I don't know.
It's good that she's talking about it.
It is, but I think she's kind of like exaggerating how nervous she is.
Yeah.
You know, she's like.
Well, it's kind of
what's
like.
What's it gonna be like? You know, she
every
know,
day when she doesn't want to go somewhere.
You know how Claire plays baby know? When she kind of like likes the attention of it, like. So I think it's a little bit of that. Like, am I going
to
be...
Well, she doesn't like doing anything. You have to convince her.
She doesn't like doing anything. But, you know, she's liking VBS. She's kind of giving little mini...
She doesn't like it every day, but
she's kind of like a
every morning.
She's giving us little mini Bible lessons at the table right now.
Yeah.
So anyways...
She's taking it all in.
We're taking it all in at that young age. They're sponges at that age, you know. So so we leave Monday, and so not only is it unlike anything that we've ever done, we're all flying. We're all going to the East Coast, so it's a long trip. It's not like, hey, everybody, we're doing an hour and a half to Denver.
We go Arizona, NorCal,
Colorado, Nevada, Washington. Yeah. I mean, that's our kids have never, I mean,
Oregon.
Joel went to Wisconsin with me. You know,
yeah.
You obviously go places
the
with
last
me.
Last couple of years, I've started to travel.
Yeah, Nashville,
more with
New York, stuff like that. You know, but
our radius is expanding.
I mean, this is a big jump. But also, I mean, what else were you gonna do? You're not gonna be like, all right, kids, we're going to St. Louis.
Gonna run into the ocean.
yeah. Exactly. So, big trip. All like it's very touristy. Washington Monument, like I said, like we're gonna go all like the touristy type things, and it's also. Like, it introduces them to something that if they have done, they have not done since they were little kids, which is a very early morning travel day. Like, we have to get up. Our flight leaves at 6:05. And with our children and your guys' lack of experience and five of us and a couple checked bags, there's no way I'm not doing the full 2 hours thing. So we're meaning that we have to get at the airport at 4:05, which means I will have to kick you guys at 3:30. I will wake you guys up at 3:30.
You're going to have to carry all four of us.
All four
car.
Of you. It'll be the only time that I'm the leader of the family, like the clear leader. You and I hand off, but I'm going to like, because the hardest to get up will be you. You'll be the
you're
single
really
hardest.
You're really good at waking up early.
Yeah. Well, I'm not. It's because I'm not asleep.
Yeah, you sleep super light and all that. I'm dead.
Yeah, and you'll set your coffee in the morning and, you know. Yeah. But I explained to the kids, like, you don't really have to. You know what's interesting is I told them, like, you can wear pajamas. But the two older ones were like, I'll wear, like, sweats. And I was like, oh, did you guys hit that age where you don't want to be out in public?
I'm in my pajamas.
Yeah. But I this article is somewhat timely in that... You do go, like we've been talking about a trip to Europe or something.
Yeah, we've talked about it on the pod.
Where you just go like, is it worth it? Will they remember it? You know, Joel and Gloria will. Claire, you're like, is she going to remember the white? And then I think about being seven, you know, second grade. And I was like, I remember the stuff I was doing back then, you know.
Yeah.
Did you do a big vacation? What was the youngest big vacation you remember?
It was moving to Okinawa, Japan.
Well, I wouldn't call that a vacation.
No.
I would call that trauma.
I moved there before first grade.
But what was
in
like
the Air Force?
What vacations were you doing in like first, second, third grade?
Yeah.
And do you remember them?
Yes, I do. So we did a Korea trip. South Korea, and we went to like Lotte World. It's an indoor theme park. So that was really cool. We did like a Southwest Grand Canyon when my dad was doing flight training before we went to Japan.
So you remember seeing the Grand Canyon?
I do. A couple times. We went We would fly.
Do you see that flooding in Flagstaff?
No.
It's wild. There's like cars going down the road and stuff. Yikes. Yeah, it's crazy.
We would fly through LAX when we went to Japan. Mm. So we went to Disneyland.
Mask mandate. Back in LA, baby. Bam, 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 bam. Take that, everybody. Take that. CDC says otherwise, but LA, they have their own rules. It's great. Anyways, continue.
Yeah, no.
So you do remember that.
I do remember that. We came back to Colorado once.
Yeah.
Where my family was based. Mm-hmm. I remember because I was in fourth grade and I had all this homework.
Right.
I probably didn't really have to do it, but I did it.
My family was at that age.
We also
still
went to Hawaii.
Yeah, and you. But you remember how old were you when you went to Hawaii?
I was 10.
So I was 10 too.
11.
But that's because I'm talking about. I know Gloria will remember this because I remember the 10. Mm-hmm. I remember the Hawaii trip vividly.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh yeah, yours was a whole thing too.
Our family.
So was ours.
Our family had never done anything like that.
I can't believe your dad took you guys.
Well, and he took his mom too.
It's a joke.
And that was one of the. It was.
No, and we took our grandma too.
The only thing that we had. I think we're doing ours with grandpa next spring in Nashville. I think that's
we
our.
Are.
I think that's our take our grandpa trip.
Yeah. Well, we've taken him to Vegas a bunch.
Yeah.
And Big Bear.
That is true.
So we have.
That's true.
We've done the Hawaii.
But to get on a plane.
That's true.
Gosh, I wish there was a Delta nonstop to
Nashville,
but there isn't.
Southwest.
Anyways, so the point being, we do. I remember the fourth grade Hawaii trip very vividly. Mm-hmm. I don't. My family was always doing the same vacations though. So if I'm like, oh, what was my second grade vacation? It was either the lake or Alaska. You know, or Crescent City, which I have lots of memories from those, but I don't remember them from what age. I think I do remember a couple first, second grade, younger trips to Alaska. So I guess what I'm saying is it ties into the article because I go like, is it too young to take Claire on these? You know, but that's that's your segue, Melissa.
Oh, one time we flew through Alaska.
Oh, yeah,
To Japan.
You told me you remember seeing like the bears and stuff in the airport.
Was just
they have
insane.
Like some stuffed bears or
Anchorage?
Whatever. Yeah. Yeah.
Like we stepped outside in the dark of Alaska and we thought we were gonna die.
Yeah. It's like that.
And then they have a bunch of stuffed what's that called when you stuff animals?
I can't remember. I wanna say curate, but I know it's not
that's
that.
Wrong.
It's taxidermy. That's what it's called.
Uh huh.
So
anyway. I remember it. So there you go. It was very unique. Okay. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is this you going into the article?
A little bit.
You got to set it up better than that, Melissa. Retry. Reset.
Okay.
So with that in mind.
Yeah. So I still remember it. So let's see what this article has to say.
Okay.
I tried.
Let me try.
Okay. You do it.
So what I'm saying is there are some fragmented memories. I don't remember it super vividly, but I think it's so important, which is why I want to look at this article.
Yes. Let's
Here
do
are
it.
Seven reasons.
To and travel
I
with
I
your
think
kids.
This argument, I think this article agrees with me.
Seven reasons to be an Air Force kid.
Seven reasons to go to the same lake house every summer.
Yes. Okay. Number one is adventure.
Okay.
Traveling is a
I
great
hate this
way.
Article well, already. I know. It's first thing.
They should have saved that one for number
seven.
No,
it's first thing is adventure.
Okay, well, hear it out. It's a great way to give your kids the chance to experience an adventure.
Oh, gosh.
No matter where they travel, your kids will love discovering their adventures along the way. They keep saying venture.
Where does this article from?
Red Tricycle.
Oh, this. Oh, okay. So... Yeah. I mean,
it is written by an author.
Their whole website it mandates children to travel. That's Red Tricycle exists.
No, it's like things to do in your city and
other cities that you
trends.
Go visit. They need people because you can't just you're not going to just Google the you're not going to Red Tricycle
well,
the things
want,
in your city more than
they
once.
Want, you know, they, Belmont Park to advertise.
They want people on the road. So it's already not a practical article. That's why I don't like it. It's okay. Already like, get them a little sense of adventure. Like, well, you know what? You can do that in Alpine an hour and a half up the road.
It's true.
You can take them on a hike. Trip. You can go on a camping trip. Mm-hmm. I guess they would maybe say that's the same thing. But I don't think having a 3-hour layover in Minneapolis airport gives them a sense of adventure. You know?
You're absolutely right. Okay. Number two.
I could just have the kids sleep on the front sidewalk and that'll give them a sense of adventure.
Okay, number two, compassion. It's a great way to foster. Okay, she keeps saying the same thing. When kids travel, they
have you read this article yet?
No.
Okay. I can tell you already not liking the article.
I'm sorry.
Okay, but I'm just sensing
the title got me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Compassion
because you see different socioeconomic backgrounds.
Right. Again, you do not have to travel to do that. You can send your kid to a normal public school.
Yeah.
I do agree with but the...
Okay, you know how there's this big debate about... They have a term for it, mission trips.
Mm-hmm.
And how you shouldn't go save a country for 1 week and do a sloppy job painting.
Right.
And then leave.
What you should do is go to a small rural town in Montana.
And make a difference.
And marry and find the love of your life.
You should do that.
Yeah, that's what you should do.
Yeah.
And get her to do a backflip off a diving board and a backflip off of a rope swing.
Yeah, the one and only time I would do those things.
Would you do that backflip off a rope swing now?
No.
I don't know that I would. Do you think I would?
I think with enough pressure, yes.
I think I would have to... I'd have to get on that rope swing. I haven't been on a rope swing in a while. I
don't trust myself on a rope swing at all.
I don't trust. Yeah, I don't. Here's the thing. You got to hold. It's a lot of body weight exercises. You're a lot of
you
body gotta weight.
Release at the right time.
You got to the release. I understand the release point. That I could see that getting in your head a little bit. I just already feel more in my bones worrying about my bones and my bones.
Yeah.
Already certain things now at 36, we're like, I just don't need to do it. I don't have to do this. You know?
This is some really mature growth. Well,
so I did a backflip off of a grotto a week and a half ago. But there are just certain things. I told you, I remember, okay, so maybe 8 years ago.
Okay.
At the time... Jake and I, our good friend mm-hmm. Jake, who lived across the street, were playing a lot of one-on-one soccer in his backyard. And right. Jake is a significantly better soccer player than me.
Yeah,
and
I always told him, trained.
Yeah. I always told him coach. That when I beat him, I was going to celebrate by doing a backflip off of his trampoline. Like stand on the side and do a backflip off.
Okay.
And I did it. But I remember sitting there and I was like very nervous to do it. I used to do it all the time. That used to be how I was a kid, I would do a flip off the trampoline to be done. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, that was like, your dismount.
It was my dismount. Not always a backflip, but I would do it sometimes. But that's how I would be like, all right, we're going to do the flip off. Very helpful because kids do that eventually.
Now, were you just on the wire? Or did you just jump from the bed of the trampoline?
Jumped from the metal part, the outside.
Okay.
Not like a jumping. Yeah. Okay. So I knew I could do it because you're like, and I did it. And I remember being so scared doing it. And then when I landed I was like, that's it. I'll never do it again.
Yeah.
I just needed to do it one more time. And I was younger there. I was still in my 20s at the time, you know?
Yeah.
But I do feel that way with certain things that you're like, it was like Tony Hawk did that video recently of him doing he's doing like last times doing these tricks.
Wow.
Which is kind of like
his swan song.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's like, this was a big part of my life for a long time. Mm-hmm. Now, skateboarding obviously still a huge part of his life, but he's doing it just one last time.
Ooh. The last time I did a front flip on the trampoline for the kids, mm-hmm. I could feel like all the sinus pressure in my nasal cavity. And I was like, well, that's new.
Right. So, is there going to be a rope swing in Philadelphia? I'm not sure.
I don't think so.
If so, there is a high ropes course that I was considering. And then I was like, we send our kids to camp for high ropes course.
Yeah, actually, there's also that one at Belmont Park.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
We don't need to. Well, I mean, that is like a little bit like we are doing. There's limited Smithsonian options right now, yeah. as you know. And so you got us like ones at the zoo. And on my hand, I was like, we'll go to a zoo here. But then like a zoo is still fun.
A zoo is fun to go to for an hour and a half at the end of the day.
Yeah.
With like, you don't have to get your money's worth.
Right. Well, it's free it's too, free. Right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you're like, yeah, I'll just pop in.
Yeah.
See what we see.
I mean, all the kids care about is lemonade at the zoos. That's all they care about. They literally, can we get a snack? Can we get a snack? Can we get a snack? Okay. Yeah. So number two was Compassion Venture.
Yeah.
No. Okay. We're Adventure and Compassion so far. I am unsold on this.
Okay. Well, this one's pretty much undeniable. Education. Mm-hmm. They're gonna learn some stuff.
Are you gonna read what they say?
That's all they say. That's
They don't expand.
They've got no.
This isn't an article.
This is like not even a blog post.
Let me see this article. What is this? How many words is this?
It's mostly just ads.
I'll do some. No matter where your kids travel, you can expect the journey. Gosh, how many times are they gonna say journey?
They just keep saying everything.
To be educational,
again.
Your kids will get the chance to experience different cultures and learn about the area's history, giving them a broader, more educated view of the world. You can read these parts just to fill out the episode a little bit.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes to education.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And part of the reason that we are doing this trip is because it is a thing that you see and hear a lot about. You're going to learn about these things in school.
Yeah.
You're going to see these things in movies. Mm-hmm. And you're going to go, there it is. Oh, yeah, I've been there.
Make connections.
I've seen the Liberty Bell. I've been to Independence Hall. I've seen the Statue of Liberty. I've seen the Washington Monument. Boom, 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 boom.
I've seen the Capitol will be stormed. I'm just kidding.
Hello.
It's a joke.
Oh, my gosh. Melissa Nickerson. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I remember when they smashed that barricade there. Oh, that's the wall that one... guy fell
Can
off
I
of
wear a headdress
yes someone get your plea someone yeah paint your face and put your huge buffalo thing on. Like almost all of those people have been arrested, by the way. It's pretty funny.
Wow.
I just love that they got arrested because it's just such an audacious thing to do. And
I
then,
know and I wonder what they're gonna do when they get out.
Yeah. I just realized that I'm gonna be in DC, you know, doing those shows. I bet those jokes will hit harder there.
I mean, the political jokes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, particularly the joke about storming the Capitol.
Yeah.
That had to just be so different there, you know?
Like live?
Yeah, I mean, like kind of like the riots. Well, like if the riots happened in any of your cities, like they did ours. Like we drive by that bank that got burned down every other day, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's got to be. I mean, I was thinking today about how the climate was just so different a year ago.
Oh gosh, yes.
Like I barely even like I was like 4th of July. I was like, huh.
When did we remember they weren't gonna go back to school? When did we know? Was it by July?
September? It was pretty much around this time.
Yeah,
because they go back mid August.
Right.
And they just kept baiting us, saying that it was gonna happen soon.
They're gonna have to wear masks in school here, aren't they?
Yeah, I did not read this, but I saw the headline and it said it's going to be by school district. The state is not going to make the decision.
Oh, you think because maybe he's being recalled? You think?
Yeah.
You think maybe
putting it on the school district?
You think maybe Newsom's like, ooh. Well, that bodes well for us because we're in a conservative like school district area, right? La Mesa, no. East County?
We're not East County enough. La Mesa, no. It's just like our online learning. We never went back to school.
Who cares?
We're just a little too close to the city.
It is what it is. You do the best with your kids. It's not going to make or break their lives one way or the other. You know,
it's not fun, but it's okay.
It's fine. I've
been teaching with a mask this summer.
Everybody will be fine. Everybody. Yeah. That's true. You have been teaching with a mask this summer. All right.
Yeah.
Hit me with number three.
All right. That was number three.
Oh, that was number three. So far, adventure, compassion, education.
Yep. Okay, so we've got flexibility. So I agree with this one.
Flexibility.
Okay. There's a lot of problem solving involved in traveling.
Mm.
There are lots of things outside of your control, like when the plane lands or leaves.
That's
or
true.
There's a lot of waiting.
Right.
So you have to roll with the punches. and be flexible.
What if you just feel like your kids, like they experience that, but they don't learn the lesson?
Mm.
Because there's a lot of life, especially in a big family, where you do have to be flexible and you have to accommodate for one another. And I don't ever feel like our kids are retaining that lesson of flexibility. And so if our flight gets delayed for 2 or 3 hours, I don't see them being like, you know what? I'm learning flexibility in this moment.
Yeah. Well, we're going to remind them.
Mm.
And we're going to learn it too.
We should do like a series of stretches that teach them, like, remember flexibility.
We're going to have a cheer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Compassion. Adventure. Flexibility. Education. Flexibility.
Let's make a crest.
Adventure. Education. Flexibility. Mm. Yeah.
T-shirts.
We should. Compassion.
Nickerson's go eat.
C-E. No, compassion. Say it again. Whoa.
Adventure. Compassion. Education. What We've got ACE.
It spells ACE.
A-C-E. ACE. F-M-I-S.
ACE and Phi. ASEMFIES?
Something like that.
ASEMFIES. 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 Yeah.
Yeah. We're now a travel podcast.
Exclusively. Gosh, are the kids going to like this trip?
Yes, because it's cool to say you've been to these three cities.
Are they going to actively enjoy this trip? Hard to say.
Like, not every minute.
No.
Not every hour.
No.
Not every day.
No. So, no. Well, a kid really, you know what an interesting thing about, like, some of this, like, the kids will consume, and you have to give yourself permission to consume these things the way that they want to, and even to some extent we want to.
Yeah.
Which is like, we go, oh, there's the White House. Cool. It's the White House. Take a picture. Move on. Like, we don't need to do much more than that. Like, we'll do the Lincoln Memorial. You go up, you see the thing. That's cool. You see the feet. That's great. Move on. Like, we're not like a tours family. We're not, you know, like, I know that part of you would like that, but you're 1/5 of this family. And not all of us want.
You know what? I can read the brochures in the hotel.
You can. And you know what? Yeah. Sometimes you say you want that, but then when there are a bunch of signs and statues to look at in Nashville, you had zero interest.
I know.
You were like, just take me to Hatch Print and go get me some oats.
I know. I have my moments. You never know how I'm going to feel.
I feel. You know.
What am I going to be up for?
That's why that will teach me flexibility.
Yeah.
Is knowing, what type of mood is Melissa going to be in today? Is she going to be in a make us learn mood?
Yeah.
And I'm not sure where that's coming from.
Right.
If that's coming from an actual interest.
Right.
Or like an insecurity.
Okay.
Or she's like, I wish I would have learned this when I was younger. I didn't retain any of this. That's what the Washington Monument's all about. Okay. I don't know. But I do think that you are like a lot of adults, and this is true for me at some point, that you are like, you like learning things, and you like, it's easier to understand it now. Like you just memorized facts back in the day. That's what school was. We just memorized facts. Mm-hmm. But now part of the, so what I'm saying is, you know, this will be educational for us, for you.
It's true.
It is true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You went on one hike, you know, at the Fremont reservation or whatever it was. And, and, you know, you feel like, I mean,
you
changed your life.
Those little family centers.
Yes,
right?
You do.
I'm like, let's just stay here.
I like them too, actually. They are really like the little travel centers. You're like, okay, we got a little situation.
So like
here.
A little hands-on learning.
Okay, and we got like a water, bathroom, a little hands-on learning. A
little gift shop.
A little, yeah.
Actually, that's what we said, is like, we loved the La Brea Tar Pits.
Yeah, we really, really did.
It was just, it was enough like natural history museum, like big dinosaurs and like things to climb on. And it was just enough.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a zoo where you're like, there's like 100 exhibits.
No, it was super cool. Like you are like, and it was kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
You know, we were like, oh my gosh, look at that thing.
I know, they're all stuck.
Stuck in there.
Yeah.
Reminds me of like a snack in a munchie mug. You know, really?
Stuck, but able to
stuck. Yeah, you
retrieve.
Know what? Yeah, exactly. Munchie Mug, what I'm here to tell you guys is a Munchie Mug is better than a tar pit. It is superior.
I changed the subject on you.
Because it is,
you found it.
It is stuck in there, but you can get it out. You can reach in there.
It is.
And it's actually a pretty pleasant
yes.
experience. Because mm-hmm. it's got a soft fabric lid. And whatever you're going into the get, you some Cheerios.
No tar.
Some no, there's no tar. Some
what
Cheerios.
About- Some mini jolly, licorice bites.
Some mini licorice bites.
TikToks.
Some Jolly Ranchers. Probably, you probably kept the Jolly Ranchers in the plastic thing because otherwise it's going to be pretty sticky down there. It's going to be like a tar pit, honestly. Tic Tacs.
Fruit snacks.
Fruit snacks.
Cheerios.
Cheerios. Pirate booty. Off-brand mm-hmm. pirate booty that our kids hate.
Kroger.
Kroger yeah. is tastes like booty. So awful.
It tastes like actual cheese
it's
and butter.
So disgusting. But
no
if you
additives.
Have it and you don't want to spill it, I recommend a Munchie Mug to you guys. Munchie Mug is the best spill proof market. Gosh, I always mess. Best spill proof cup on the market. Phenomenal mm-hmm. product. All it does is make your life less messy. That's and you know what? You guys get some messy lives. We're traveling. You better believe we're bringing that Munchie Mug.
Snacks on the go.
Snacks on the go. You know, multiple different colors. Made here in the USA. Easy to wash. Piece of cake, guys. Mm-hmm. And if you go to munchiemug.com and you're going to get free shipping and you're going to get 25% off your order if you use promo code don't make me. All one word, no apostrophes. Promo code don't make me. munchiemug.com, making your life less messy.
I almost jumped in. I couldn't do it.
Hit me with 5 through 6, 5, 6, 7. How many of these things we got left?
Okay. We've got 3 more.
Okay. You
got
to bang through these. Bang, okay. Bang, bang. Sorry. I'm singing an AJR song.
All right. Well, this one's easy. Why do you travel with your kids? For the memories. All right.
But do they remember them?
Well, this is the argument.
Memory.
Okay.
Broadway's closed.
It is. Honestly, there wasn't a play that like the five of us, it was going to be.
Book of Mormon?
No, that was not going to be for the children. This is the camp that says gift your kids experiences,
right.
Not toys,
right?
You know,
right.
Like get them a SeaWorld pass instead of a Xbox.
Have they ever
Xbox.
Traveled with a child? Because all they want is stuff on the trip.
Well, you're a bit of a gift shop guru.
I like a good gift shop.
Mm-hmm.
Not like
I'm always looking at merch and trinkets.
I like to find the place that isn't like the like I love New York shirts and stuff like that. Like that's, but there are,
it is
like
kind of funny though when you have like all little kids and I love New York shirts. That's kind of funny.
Oh, we'll do that. We will absolutely
just kind of like go full.
I think all five of us will get them and just it'll be $200 and
the five cheapest.
And then when our friends
t-shirts.
Who live in New York come visit us, we're gonna walk around looking up at the buildings, just being the most annoying tourist possible. Absolutely, that is the reason that you do it. Is you go,
yeah,
oh, yeah, whatever,
shunned to, by everyone.
Yeah, yeah. You go in your head as a parent. You go, listen, I know I've been a bad parent in a lot of ways.
But I'm not one today.
But they'll remember this New York trip and that I tried.
Well, this is an interesting thing because we're not huge Disney people. And, you know, when you go to Disney, certain folks get the ears and mm-hmm. the shirts and the whole shebang. Whereas, like, if we go get the New York stuff...
Yeah, I do get into a mode with like, hey, we'll get something here, get something here, get a little stuffed animal here, get something here.
We're at the sock store.
Yeah. Especially in Vegas. You're like, yeah, go get some socks. I don't care, whatever. You know, and this is a different kind of trip because, you know, like our flights are paid for on my miles, you know, and some of the hotel and stuff is too. So mm-hmm. it isn't like a super lavish trip, you know. That is, what if you're like, oh, you've never done something like this? Like, well, yeah, you know, we haven't really been able to afford it and be like, you know, I've, what is, who was it? Suits. I don't remember if it was Taylor or somebody, or was it might've been you, like all you had to do, oh, you want your trip paid for? All you have to do is, you know, be on the road for about 7 years.
Yeah.
You can cash
you
in a year, a day per day. For every year you get a day on a trip.
You too can fly your family to New York.
Plus I'm doing shows. Right off. Okay. That's a given. Two more, right?
That's a given. Yeah. Okay. This one, okay, I'll give it to him. Independence. you got your bag, you got your backpack. Where's your mask? You got your water bottle.
Yeah, that is true, because you do, you know, on this trip,
carry this up the stairs.
Each kid does have to carry their weight. You know, and I do think that there are certain things where you're just like, listen, kids, airports are going to be a part of your life. They've never been with us when we've rented a car, stuff like that, where you're just like,
you're encouraging independence. Like, hey, look at restaurants.
Yeah.
This area.
Do you have your backpack? What do you want to? Yeah, like, yeah, exactly.
Or tell me two things about the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah,
internet research.
I totally agree. Yeah. Where's our room? There's just little stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, you always have the kids remember the room numbers and where we parked.
That's the thing. We have traveled a ton with our kids. A ton with
our
kids.
And they have to take turns hitting the what's it called?
I
can't remember.
They're going to go.
The
elevator button. Yeah. When they get to Philly, they're going to be like, this is the biggest city I've ever seen. And then they're going to get to New York, and particularly where we're staying, like, oh my God. And now I have no idea what floor we're on, you know?
Yeah.
It would be super fun if we got something high, but I mean, regardless, we'll go to either, you know,
Empire.
We'll either go to Rockefeller. We'll probably go to the Empire State Building, because we went to Rockefeller before.
Yeah,
you know, so we'll get the.
But you are very strategic in the timing of the trip, because we didn't. I mean, you chose not to start out in New York and then go down to Washington, D.C. and Philadelphia, but to end on New York.
You can't go New York to Philly. All due respect to Philly, which we will have a great time. And there's actually more non-traditional type things to do in New York that I'm excited. Or in Philly, there's like a cool waterfront area, and there's like some stuff that I'm really and like Reading Terminal's really cool. Like, and that stuff you've never done, and you'll dig in it. Yeah. It's like a huge indoor, like Pike Place type thing.
Oh, super cool. Those.
Tons of markets.
Yeah.
You'll love it. And so the other thing is, like, I've been to all these cities, I'm super comfortable traveling. So I'm not like, we've been seeing those like great TikToks about like dads on trips who are like double checking the boarding pass. And, you know, I'm not that at all. I couldn't be more chill about it. I'm going to be like, will you guys catch up? You know, like,
yeah.
Like,
I've been in New York and D.C., but not Philadelphia.
No, and but you haven't been to them in your... I mean, in New York you have, but you haven't been in D.C. in your adult life.
No.
You know?
No.
And I've only been once when I was there a couple of years ago with John, and it was, like, super cool. So I'm still not sure. That's still the biggest wild card to me is D.C. You're like, how are we going to get around this place? Because New York, you just park your car, and you Uber, or you walk, or wherever you're going.
You don't want to take us on the subway?
No. No, I don't want to take you on the subway. I mean, there isn't an ounce of me. Melissa, we have not, as a family, ever used public transit. Ever.
We used to use it quite a bit in Seattle.
When we were in college?
Yeah.
Yes.
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 Is that the time frame to use it?
I think so.
I don't know. I just think a lot
That's all we would
New
use
Yorkers
it for.
Use it every day.
You would take it to work, right?
Where?
I was taking. What were you using the bus for?
I used it in high school to go to Seattle, and then I used it
like four times
in college to go downtown.
Like seven times.
Yeah, before
I was doing the bus every day because I had the U Pass. Like I was every single day I was using the bus. So, and I started doing it when I was in Federal Way, and I'll tell you something: an hour plus, hour and a half plus bus commute will make you skip school.
Yeah. In the dark, in the rain.
For 3 hours of school. You're like, oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
Awful. Before, like, smartphones and stuff. Now anymore, it's probably a treat, but.
Well, now you're an adult.
You know what I would do with you guys is I would do the train here. That'll be a thing that we do at some point. We'll take that.
Oh, up to LA.
Oh, you know what? Wherever. Well, because it looks like we're going to do Thanksgiving in Ventura this year, and the train goes up that way, but it's...
You need a car.
But then that's the thing. When you take the train, you still need a car when you get there.
Yeah.
Anyways. All right, last one.
The last one is self-discovery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you learn something about yourself.
Read what it says.
In a different place. Well,
you know what? I did say to Gloria today, I said, we might not be able to get this girl out of New York. You know, she's going to go and be in Manhattan and go, oh,
the can we get bubble tea, can we get sushi girl?
Yeah, I think she might get a little taste of the city life and fall for. I mean, we barely got ourselves out of there last time.
Yeah.
By like day two or three, we're like, I'm sorry, we have children? I thought we were just mid-30s New Yorkers. I thought this hotel in Chelsea was just our apartment here. I thought...
We walk through a floral department to enter the lobby.
The coffee's here. We get like drinks with friends. We go to my shows. Like, well, this is an artist. I think this is just who we are. I'm sorry, you're saying I have three children on the West Coast?
We'll be bi-coastal parents.
Listen, guys, next week's episode, we're going to be talking about the actual, I already know the name of next week. Week's episode is we're going to be in the middle of packing, and it's going to be called "Is This Worth It?" Mm-hmm. And we'll have the answer probably the following week. But do please send us some emails at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com about your traveling with young kids.
Mm-hmm. I'm used to always being tethered to the van, all road trips, all the time.
Well, we're going to talk about this at length next week. That this packing is actually, I would say it is a third of the work as packing the van on a road trip where it's
I'm
snacks.
Just used to it.
Exactly.
That's just what I know. It's like, so take much whatever
more,
you want.
So much more overwhelming to pack the van. So much more overwhelming. It's all clothes. That's all we're bringing.
Yeah.
That's all you're bringing. Mm-hmm. Clothes and like, that's it.
Yeah.
So it is significantly easier. But do shoot us emails at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. Tell us your thoughts. Is it worth it? Was it worth it as a kid for you? Especially young, like younger elementary. You know, I want to hear you guys' stories. That being said, we're going to do two emails here.
All right.
So this one's from Belle. We know Belle.
Hey, Belle.
Subject, bee stings.
Nice.
It's from last week's episode. Hi, Melissa and Justin. I love the bee stories, especially the one about the bee that chased you for blocks. Here's my story. When I was 7, my school took our class to the city park. My friend and I took our shoes off to run through the grass. Uh-oh. Suddenly, I felt sharp pains in my feet. I looked down, the grass was full of wasps. So we both started screaming and running away from them. We were stung multiple times. The teachers helped us and we were okay, I guess. My memory is blank after that.
Aww.
The next time I was stung was in my 40s. Wow. Bell, nice. A few minutes later, I felt a lump in my throat. Uh-oh. I found out I was allergic and got an EpiPen. Years later, I was sitting in my car at Dairy Queen. How dare this wasp when a wasp flew in and stung me? I mean, already a wasp sting. Gosh, you're having problems with wasps. They're the even bigger ones, you know? I got the pen from my purse and got out of the car. I knew I had to give myself a shot in my thigh. So I looked around, hoping no one was watching, pulled down my pants and gave myself a shot. Next, I was going to drive to the hospital when my legs started shaking, couldn't drive. I called people to get a ride, but no one had a car. So I called for an ambulance. When they came, I looked at them and we all started laughing. I told them a wasp had stung me and it looked like the one that stung me before. One of them were terrified. Maybe it was his ghost. Anyway, I'm sorry. I told them a wasp stung me and it looked just like the one that stung me before. And one of them said, maybe it was his ghost. Anyway, the EpiPen worked for a while and then they had to give me more drugs. I survived. Needless to say, I'm terrified of wasps. Belle.
Wow, she's stronger than an EpiPen.
Impressive.
That's some impressive
impressive
reactions.
Oh man, I get it. I mean, I'm not allergic to spiders and they terrify me. I saw one at that camp on Saturday. It was big. It was like probably like as big as like a 50-cent piece. And I stood paralyzed with fear.
I know. Imagine something flying in the air that you're allergic to. Like deathly.
My mom's allergic to. All right. Last email, here we go. Subject, bee stings. It's from Jake. Dear Dustin and Melissa, your podcast today brought back memories of fear and trauma. I grew up rather allergic to bees.
Sorry, Jake.
And one event stands on the memory all over all others. I was 5 years old and playing outside with my brother. We were attacked by a bee, and naturally we fled for shelter in the house. My brother, being older than I was, outran me to the house. Consequently, he forgot to let me in the house.
No.
I was at the mercy of the bee, which chose to sting me in the middle of my forehead. Thus began my relentless fear of bees, which lasted into my teenage years. You guys are the best, Jake. P.S. Melissa beating Dustin to the draw with the Munchie Mug ad was possibly the most I've laughed in a long time. Oh, this is a little 5-year-old Jake after getting stung in the face.
Oh.
With the Disneyland shirt. Oh, Jake, I'm so sorry. Oh, your second picture is even rougher.
Cute kid, but ouch.
Oh, sorry about that. Well, you know what? Man. In the words, next time you kill it, in the words of Gloria Nickerson, killing a fly, die, you ignorant beast. All right, guys, thanks so much for listening to the podcast. We really appreciate you guys.
All right, bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening, everybody. Want to give a special shout out to our Essential as Oils patrons. That's our patrons at $25 and up per month. Thank you to the Forgotten Friends Reptile TV YouTube channel, to Dave Hoagland, to Jessica Sewell, to Avril Griffiths, to Carrie Teague, to Demarius Diaz Stevens, to Dave Cox, to Farah Journey, to Isaac Taran, to Lori Amos, to Nicole Carraz, to Rachel Kennedy, to Tiffany Payne. Thank you guys so much. We appreciate your contribution to this podcast.